This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I'm thinking about how God's promise is like a binding oath. This week, we will celebrate Thanksgiving, a time of the year when we come together with family and friends to give thanks and to serve those in need. Quite honestly, while I have so much to be thankful for, there is still a prayer of mine that is unanswered, and so my heart is heavy today. God knows this, which is why I believe He led me to the book of Hebrews. Hebrews was written in the first century when people were being persecuted for their belief in Christ. So many of these Jewish Christians were considering renouncing their Christian faith and returning to the safety of Judaism. So the book of Hebrews is a letter to these new Christians urging them to keep their faith and to see God's word as more than a mere promise, but as a binding oath. When a person takes an oath, they call on someone greater than themselves to hold them to it. Hebrews 6 tells us that God also bound himself with an oath so that we could be assured that he would never change his mind. So on a day when my heart is heavy and I feel as though I don't have too many answers, what I know for sure is that God is just and his word is like a binding oath. So if you too are in a place where you need your hope rekindled, join me in clinging to these words. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. Isaiah 40:31. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, let's give thanks that our Father's word is a binding oath.